My dearly beloved, in today's gospel, we have the wonderful parable of the Good Samaritan, which brings home so clearly the importance and the necessity of the virtue of charity. Now, the interesting thing about the different parables that our Lord told is that it seems that some of them were stories that he made up based on circumstances that the people would be familiar with, but were not necessarily an incident that happened, such as a man who finds a treasure in a field, goes and sells all that he has, and then buys that field so that he can have the treasure, something of that nature. So there are many parables. But today's seems to have been a case, by the very way in which our Lord gave this parable, spoke it, it would seem to indicate that this incident really happened. He did not simply make up a story to bring home a point, but there actually was a man who was journeying between Jerusalem and Jericho, and along the way, which is all desert, he was surrounded by a band of robbers who beat him, robbed him of whatever he had, and left him half dead by the side of the road. And what is very sad is that two persons on the same journey, shortly afterwards, or maybe an hour later, whenever, went by, saw him there lying by the side of the road, and passed by. They did nothing. They could not or would not be bothered. They were too busy. They were too concerned about their own affairs, and they pretended not to notice this poor man who had been beaten and who was so in need of help, was incapable of getting up and continuing his journey and obtaining help for himself. And sadly, the two men who walked by were a priest and a Levite. Now, the third one to come upon him happened to be a Samaritan, and he was the only of the three that helped him. And not only did he help him, he went out of his way, even taking him to an inn, paying the innkeeper to care for him, and saying, whatever you need to spend, if this money isn't enough, I will reimburse you on my return. And I find it interesting that after our Lord told this parable, because the man asked him, who is my neighbor? Then our Lord told the parable and he said, who was neighbor to the man who fell among robbers? And the man who had asked our Lord the question answered by saying, he who showed compassion to him. It's interesting, he wouldn't even name him. The Samaritan was the one. Because you see, the Jews disliked the Samaritans intensely. In fact, so much so that normally speaking, they wouldn't even talk to them. Our Lord had to pass through Samaria on his way from Galilee in the north of the Holy Land down to Jerusalem, which was in the area called Judea. Very often he would pass through Samaria. And on one occasion, he was by the city of Sychar, and he sat down by a well and told the apostles to go into the town and procure food. And meanwhile, a woman from the city came to draw water at the well. And our Lord spoke to her and asked her to give him a drink, and she was shocked. And she said, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, who am a Samaritan? Because normally the Jews don't even talk to the Samaritans. Such was their prejudice, their dislike, even hatred of the Samaritans. Are we not often like that? We develop in our mind preconceived opinions or notions about others, judgments about others. And that's why this gospel story is especially powerful, because the one who showed compassion was a Samaritan. That probably would have been the last person that the questioner would have thought. If our Lord said to him, there was this man beaten and left half dead, and three men came by. There was a Levite, there was a Samaritan, and a priest, and only one helped him. Which one do you think it was? Certainly the man who had asked the question would not have said, maybe it was the Samaritan. Wouldn't have even crossed his mind. Such was the prejudice, the inborn dislike that the Jews had of the Samaritans. But he is the only one that showed mercy, that practiced charity. So then the question, who is my neighbor? Everyone is my neighbor. We must not be like the first two who could not be bothered. If we see someone in need, we must go out of our way to help that person, to do what we can to alleviate the sufferings of body or mind of another and show true charity. Because as our Lord said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And he even said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. This is one of the greatest glories of the Catholic Church, that down through the centuries there have been so many hospitals, asylums, orphanages, and charitable works of every kind, started by the different religious orders, by different saints, by faithful Catholics who, out of their love for their fellow men, inaugurated these charitable institutions to help others. It's interesting that the Hospital of the Sacred Heart in Spokane at one time was staffed by nuns. And there were many nuns there. That's one of the reasons why healthcare costs are so great, because all the nuns left after Vatican II. Now there's just one nun left who doesn't dress like a nun, who's on the administration staff there, but not really working with patients. But think of this. You have St. John of God, St. Vincent de Paul, St. Jerome Emilian, St. Camillus, so many Catholic saints who gave their lives and sometimes gave their health to care for those who were in need. They took this gospel to heart. You've all heard of the story of Father Damien. Father Damien was a member of the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, which was founded in Belgium or France, but he was from Belgium. And he was assigned on a mission in the 1800s to the Hawaiian Islands. I think at that time they were called the Sandwich Islands. And so there he was working on what is called the Big Island. And the Bishop of Honolulu put out a request for a priest of his diocese to volunteer to go and live in the leper colony. Now, the leper colony is on the island called Molokai. And that section was chosen because there's a little peninsula called Kalauapapa, and is completely cut off from the rest of the island by very steep cliffs on one side and by the ocean on the other three sides. So that's where they would take the lepers. And sadly, there was no leprosy in Hawaii until the white men arrived. And the natives did not have the resistance to certain diseases that came with the white men. At any rate, many of the native Hawaiian people came down with leprosy. They didn't know how to treat it in those days. So they would take them, because it was contagious, and they would put them on this leper colony and just leave them to die. And the bishop, in his concern, wanted a priest to go there. So he put out this request, and two priests volunteered. And the one chosen was, of course, Father Damien. And it's interesting, when you read his life, is that the first thing that he did when he went to the leper colony is he sought to take care of the material bodily needs of the people. He built with his own hands little shacks or little cabins for them. He worked hard to get a supply of fresh, clean water for the leper colony because of the diseases and so forth. And then when he had provided for their physical needs and the food and sent continuous requests to Honolulu for all the things he needed, then he was able to reach their souls. And so charity, charitable works are of all kinds, physical and spiritual. That's why we have the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy. Let us then imitate the Good Samaritan, not be like the priest and the Levite who were too busy didn't have time, did not want to be bothered, but rather be willing to go out of our way, to be inconvenienced, to help a soul in need. Isn't it interesting that the term a good Samaritan has come down into our language, and you can find it in a secular dictionary? Everybody knows what a good Samaritan is. Someone who does an act of kindness even unasked because he sees the need. I hope that that can be said of all of us. Let us take this gospel to heart and remember, this is the sign, our Lord said, by which you shall be recognized as my true disciples if you love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.